Ois Memtes. So we started yesterday talking about the Zrizus part. We're on the second half of the Ois. First half is Altachar the Oritzel Beis Hatfilah Shmaragol Ben Yuma to Nofos. Altosim Lipchu Acharonis Veshas Hatfilah Viskaven LeBaruch Yitzrecha. You shouldn't get distracted. So you shouldn't think about other things. He calls that your heart is turning backwards. It's turning away from where you need to focus. And you should have kavana when you say that your kavana to me varach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I just talk about the word kavana for a second. A little more than a second, maybe. So kavana translated as a person. You have to have kavana when you daven. Says the person, it means you have to know pirush milas. It's not really the correct way to translate kavana. The word kavana is a lashon kivon, direction. Is that a person, the mind, the thought process the person has is focused towards something. If a person davens, if a person has a conversation with somebody, and it's a true conversation, so it leaves you with some type of reaction, it leaves you with some type of reaction. You had a conversation, you spoke about something, you presented something, you thought about it, you know, there has to be some type of impact on the person. If we don't daven in a way where we feel that there's some way that we communicated, and we're, that the purpose of tefillah is the process of communicating to Kadosh Baruch Hu, be it our brachas, be it our bakashas, be it our thanks. If we don't accomplish that, so we really didn't accomplish what tefillah is supposed to accomplish. I had a chaver yeshiva who was a grandson of Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal, and he says that his aide used to daven in a conversational tone, just to make it clear that you're having a conversation with somebody. Like, you know, I mean, most times when we talk to people, we don't start singing in the middle, we don't start dancing in the middle, jumping up and down, we talk. So that's how you used to talk. How are you today? It's good to see you. Like, that's how you talk. You don't start singing, you don't start dancing, you're talking to somebody. So he was talking to Hashem. So he spoke in a conversational tone, he's talking to Hashem. That's how we talk. I can't say there aren't moments in a person saying Psukkah Zimra, if a person feels Nispal, etc. I mean, in general, the concept of singing in our lives, we look at being very normal. You know, Mrs. Tuttle one time told my share with my wife, with me, I think we're both there, and you know, she says, you know, lady that they're involved in making the person room, and later on the person said, you know, he says, remember the first time he came to you for Shabbos, I felt like he was in the middle of a musical, like you're sitting, he's like singing, you know, life, you don't sing in the middle of a meal, you know, just like da da da, like, you know, it's like in a movie, you know, all of a sudden they start dancing, you know, like, you know, and then they go back, you know, like, we don't do it in real life, well, we do it by our Shabbos, and we call it normal. The middle of, you start singing in the middle of your meal, you know, like, I think, you know, Thanksgiving meals that I attended, you know, my secular family, I've never heard anybody sing in the middle. And we're comfortable singing, okay, fine, you know. So we sing in the middle of our davening also, you know. That's called normal for us. But at the same time, if we could find a way to daven in a way where it becomes more real to us, so that would be much more effective. And maybe, you know, that's how we did it. Davening fast, davening slow. So, you know, there's... I remember I happen to be more prone towards davening slow, if you haven't noticed till now. I remember when the first year I was here, I was teaching 8th grade, and one of the boys said to me, and it was interesting aura, like you're having a conversation with somebody, you say, hello, how are you, the person will be very frustrated with you. So why do you think Hashem liked you to talk like that? That's what he asked. Good question for an 8th grader, right? I said 100%. If you feel that you're communicating with Kosh Baruch Hu better by saying the words more quickly, please do so. But I can guarantee you, when you walk to his word, say hello, he doesn't like that either. Right? So we have to find a balance somewhere in the middle. If the way I can focus on being aware of what I'm saying takes me time, so yeah, the people with speech impediments, it takes some time to say the words. I have a speech impediment. I have a kimono impediment. It takes me time to have a kimono with the words. I want to make sure that I'm really focusing on what I'm saying and I'm really expressing what I want to say. Yes, you'd walk into a very important personage and you compose yourself. and you'd pause, and you'd say the words with feeling, and you would, you know, you would have the right reflection. There'd be a lot of, because you're talking to somebody of significance. So you, it wouldn't just be whatever. So you have to find the balance. You know, I'm not just having a conversation with Kosh Baruch Hu. Right? Rabbi Tversky says over a story, he was davening once by the Kessel, and while he was davening there, they guided an elderly Sephardi Jew next to him who was blind, and he sees the person, you know, comes to the Kessel, and the person starts caressing the stones and kissing them, and he starts talking to Kosh Baruch Hu. He starts talking about his day. Just sharing his day with the Kodesh Baruch. In the middle of the conversation, you know, we're just trying not to listen because there's right next to him, you know. Right? So he says, "Oh, I told you that yesterday already. Great. It's more." He says, "Here's a person who knew clearly there's somebody on the other end listening. Why repeat myself? I told you this yesterday." He says, "At that moment, I realized I never had really davened in my life." That's how he put it. That was real tefillah. There's a human being which knows clearly that there's somebody on the other end he's talking to. I mean, we have a problem with kavanah and tefillah. I always wonder, is the root of our problem with kavanah and tefillah, the root of the problem is that we believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is hearing on the other end. Because most of us never, I mean, what so happens, your mind wanders, you have a conversation with somebody, and you're saying something, what did you say? You know, but very rarely, when you're having a conversation with somebody, does your mind wander, because you're talking to somebody. No, part of the answer is because if I say the same script to the person every time I see them, my problem is to start wandering after a while also. You know, even though it's someone I'm talking to, but at the same time, I don't think we'd have the same level of our mind wandering if we know we're talking to somebody. If we know we're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, how does your mind wander? Forget about it. He's Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're talking to a being. You know, you're talking to a human being. You're talking to a existence. He exists. So you're talking to him. So what do you mean your mind wanders? Right? It's a strange thing that we consider normal. Because we all grapple with it. But, you know, I imagine the people who had the real emunah and the real understanding of the process of talking, it's like totally like out of their ken to contemplate like the deal that I imagine you spoke to Master Shashiva, like, you know, I promise come on and dominate, you look like you're strange. Like, what do you mean promise come on and dominate? I shared the story at the beginning of the first Shmuz about that person came to the Master Shiva Segel Tzal, to Master Tzadik, to ask Mechila. So he said, "For what?" So he said, "You know, the person had the audacity, the temerity to. He wanted that the Rebbe Shiva should daven for him. So he wrote his name on the side of the Shiva sitter." You know, by wherever he wanted the daven for him, so he just put his name without asking, assuming that the Rashi would see the name. He put, you know, he's daven for the name. He says, "I don't know what you're talking about." He never noticed the thing on the side of the page because he was busy working at the words. So, like, you know, as we sound, we hear the story. It's like wow. And he probably go like, "Yeah, what else? I mean, what else are you doing? You're davening. You're talking to. I mean, I'm having a conversation with you." I have a little bit of derech eretz for you, and a little bit of derech eretz is a different issue. I wouldn't be doing something else at the same time. I'm talking to you. So the challenge of kavana, which we have, we need to stop and think about it. It's because we're challenged in understand in tefillah being real. Right? Lo aleinu, the person is in a situation where there's a tremendous need. The tefillah is a real tefillah. It's much easier to have kavana, right? Because we recognize the focus, recognize that we don't have the ability to do with it. We hope Kodesh Baruch Hu will listen to us and help us. So then the tefillah becomes real. The challenge, of course, is that the second half of the challenge is we say the same words over and over again. So Rav Volper writes in one place, he says, he doesn't understand the problem. Imagine a person, you know, let's make the scenario very, you take something which has a lot of interest, you know, there's a lot of depth to it, and you read it when you're 10 years old, 15 years old, and 20 years old. It will be the same reading because you grow, so you see more depth in it. He says a person grows every single day. He never stops growing. So obviously his mincha is different than a shachris, because he, meanwhile, he developed as a yid. He was more aware. He thought about things. So his tefillah by mincha should be different than a shachris, like, isn't it? That's what he writes. He doesn't understand the problem, because you're always growing. He's like, what's the problem? It's the same words over. It's not the same words over and again. You know, I'm looking like, I know what he's like, you know where the gap between me and him is, you know, I do have this problem, because I'm not growing apparently every day, but he's mamish, like, he writes one place, he doesn't understand the problem, because, like, isn't your chakra different than, every day you're growing, isn't your chakra different than, I was like, whoa, you know, he doesn't understand the problem, you know, like, and by us, it's like, we get the problem, we don't carry out the solution. Now, Chazal said there's four things which in Chizah, one of them is tefillah, but it wasn't just an ayam isa, you know. But I mentioned in the Shmuz once the idea of the 100 brachas. David Melech was masakan 100 brachas. There was a gefen klai. So David Melech made the drushim, Hashem lekecha tikumal meya, and the person should say 100 brachas a day. And David Melech instituted that everybody should say 100 brachas a day. Okay, very nice gemara. You think about it a little bit, you have a question, because the nusach of bracha wasn't instituted until Anshakas the Gedolah. So what exactly was David HaMelech being mechayev over here? So David HaMelech was being mechayev, if you think about it, that 100 times a day a person would have to stop on their own and contemplate something in their life and turn to Kodesh Baruch and say thank you. Can you imagine the power of that? 100 times a day, a person would have to develop, would create, you know, would be totally aware of what's going on in their life, the chesed Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving to them, how much they're benefiting, and stop 100 times a day in their own words and say thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, just, of course, it would create your Moshe Mokhava, keep the year. The mayor creates the year. Of course, how could I not create year? So why doesn't it work for us? Because, you know, Anshei Gedolah came along and said, you know, Nebuch, we're not going to come up with the Nusach HaBracha. So they did us a chesed, and they gave us the Nusach HaBracha. So the chesed ends up working against us. You know, I said a shakal this morning already 5 times. Like, you know, it doesn't inspire me. So we need to find a way to regenerate some of that creativity, some of that inspiration, some of that interest. That tefillah is a chance for me to express to Kodesh Baruch Hu my thanks, my feelings of closest to him. You know, I need to generate emotions and attitudes and thoughts that I want to express in tefillah, and I use tefillah as the hekatimsa, and then we'll have kavanah. I can't wait till I get to the tefillah for that to happen. I need to come into tefillah with, like Rav was saying, with, you know, I became more aware of the chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu in my life. I grew a little bit, I became more mature, I became more understanding. I noticed something I didn't notice before. And I want to run to Mincha and say, Rosh, thank you. I noticed this today. I didn't notice before. I became more aware of a challenge that I have in a certain area and how I'm limited. I don't have the ability to deal with it. So, Rosh, please, I need help in this area. We need to walk into tefillah ready to. So, he's on the Baruch Yisrecho. It doesn't mean the directed thought. Can't wait till you're supposed to direct it. It should be directed. The direction of what you want to go, you should generate before you walk into tefillah. And the mail of the tefillah will be directed because you have a direction. Most people don't, you know, say, "I want to get direction." You, like nowadays, maybe not. But it's like, you know, usually you would look on the map before you went because you want to know the direction you're going in. You wouldn't wait. Let's start driving. Let's figure out the direction as we go along. That, you know, real mail thing. You know, right? You know. Don't ask for any direction, just figure it out. Like, you know, we know where we're going, and then we direct ourselves towards that. That's what Kavanah is. We know where we're going before we started. Yes, along the way, well, maybe we'll, that itself will even generate more awareness as you go along. Say, oh, yeah, I know the trip. I can make a kinesh here, make a kinesh there. I didn't think of it before. But that's the direction. I know where I'm going. So that's the Kavanah that we want, that we know where we're going in our tefillah. And mela, the tefillah should be an expression of that Kavanah.